Coming up in this episode, I discuss my plans to write to market, my new book formatting services and how you can use them for free, and an aha moment I had about my book missing, which I'm hoping will result in more positive book reviews. Welcome to Amelia's Behind the Scenes Author Diary, an exclusive look at the behind-the-scenes misadventures of a 30-something mystery author. Discover how close she is to releasing her latest novel, hear exciting details about upcoming writing projects, and discover the lessons she has learned along her writing journey so you don't have to make the same mistakes. You can find the episode show notes and lots more information at authorpreneurpodcast.com/podcast. Hello writers, after much deliberation I've come to terms with my struggles with the notion of whether I should continue to write more books in the James Lund series, which leads me to announce that I'm letting myself write another series in a different subgenre alongside writing the James Lund series. I guess the short version of this is I'm writing to market. In other news, I've had another aha moment about my first book, and that moment has led to another change to my story. It was another one of those decisions that I have been struggling with because I enjoyed writing the book so much. This month I added an income stream to my author business and I discussed the steps I took to create the service. While we're on the topic of business-related things, I hired a great alpha reader from the most unlikely of places. So stay tuned for all of this and much more. Just to let you know, this episode was recorded on Thursday, the 28th of January, so this show is primarily me looking back at October. In the same spirit as the previous episode, there is a backlog with the show due to the lockdown that we're all facing. After a while, I've managed to figure out how to work from home with my husband and do most of the things I would typically achieve. If you're on YouTube, you'll notice that I've gone back to an audio-only version of the podcast. I've had to pull the plug on the video podcast episode because I couldn't do everything and something had to go. Throughout this episode, I'll be referencing tools and services that I've used. If you're interested in reading the transcript or would like links to anything that I've mentioned in the show, then check out the very long blog post or edited transcript at authorpreneurpodcast.com/BTS037. And if you're new to this podcast, then I want to say a huge thank you for stopping by and trying out my show. To those of you who have been faithfully listening, thank you for regularly listening in and supporting me. Your support means more to me than you know. Throughout the year, for many different reasons, I've been struggling with the notion of whether I should continue to write more books in the James Lund series. There's a part of me that doesn't want to give up on the series because I love it. And I've invested so much time writing books 1, 2, 4, and the prequel short story, The Lawn. To be quite frank, I've been beaten down a little through feedback and readers not loving the ending. I feel forced to write a happy ending, even though it's not realistic for the story or the adventures that come next. Thus, the temptation to start something new has officially lured me in. Yes, I've fallen prey to shiny object syndrome. As you can guess, I've decided to write to market, or more specifically, write with a popular trope in mind that I love. Under a new pen name, for the sake of separating these books from my James Lund novels, I'm going to write a series of female amateur sleuth cozy mystery novels centered around a book club where the members read mystery novels. The decision is great for two reasons. I love cozy mysteries, and I love reading about female amateur sleuths, as long as the story ending isn't too cheesy and unbelievable. My thought process behind this was to write one series to market while continuing to write the James Lund series on the side, possibly at a one book per year rate, but I'll see how it goes. During October, I completed 37 hours and 45 minutes of writing spread across 8 days. There was only one week where I did not write or plan a story, and this time was centered on outlining my cozy mystery short story. Originally, I was hoping to release the short story before Halloween, but it wasn't possible, so I played down the Halloween references. I started off listening to the Kate Liddick's report on the cozy mystery genre for September 2020, which was released in October. If I wasn't a cynic, I would would have called that fate, but I am, and I realize that Alex Newton releases this report every year. Because it's fun and works for me, I turn to story cubes as inspiration for the story idea. After this, I search for vector images to create the cover art. During the story cubes portion of the idea generation process, I decided that this story would be my reader magnet or email list freebie. Before creating the cover in Photoshop, I came up with a punny title for the short story. Next, I fleshed out the characters, established motives, suspects, and where everyone was when the murder took place. Overall, it took me 6 days or 25 hours and 15 minutes to flesh out the story idea, create the characters, and outline the short story. Ironically, it turns out that I'm writing a novelette or potentially a novella instead of a short story. Honestly, in hindsight, the idea was too large for a short story. At the end of the month, I wrote, revised, and self-edited the first 2,350 words, which is chapters 1 and 2 of Entitled to Murder. On top of this, I foolishly decided to publish the revised first draft of the chapters over on my blog. You can see the cover and read the first few chapters of the story over my blog or on Wattpad. I'll leave links to both of these sites in the show notes in your favourite podcasting app. If you've heard something in this episode that was helpful to you and you'd like to support the show, then buy me a coffee for as little as £1 at buymeacoffee.com/author AD Hay. Perhaps for far too long, I've been on the fence about making a decision about the ending of Missing, and I finally had an aha moment that made my deliberations much easier. I've decided to remove the epilogue from Missing. The epilogue is what most readers are not happy with, or led readers to believe the majority of the characters will continue on in the series, when in reality, only James Lalonde is in the next book and the series. But in saying that, Maximilian Nichols does crop up in the series every now and then, but he's not a main protagonist. On top of this, the timeline in Missing between chapter 41 and the epilogue is 6 months. So the events in Missing happen in May and the epilogue occurs in November of the same year. And funnily enough, the events in Duplicity occur in August. The messy timeline with the series is going to cause problems for the reader, so I've decided to remove the epilogue and use it as the prologue for a future book when Maximilian Nichols returns to the James Lalonde universe. Maximilian does return and continues on with the story, just not in book 2. The character does pop up in book 3, but the resolution to his arc is a slow burn. And I've had this discovery just in time for a arc newsletter swap that I've signed up for with Story Origin, but that won't be taking place until November. So more on that later. Fun fact, when you remove an epilogue from a paperback published with Ingram Spark, you need to create a new paperback cover because the cover templates you receive from Ingram are bespoke. Whereas with KDP print, the cover templates are one size for every 10 pages. Therefore, if your book changes from 260 pages to 252, you don't need to create a new cover for KDP, but you will do for Ingram Spark. It was quite possibly the most frustrating discovery of the year, but that came before the news of the most recent change in the pandemic tiers in London and the cancelling of Christmas get-togethers. So there are worse things in the world. In October, I discovered another beta reading platform called betabooks.co, and it's a mobile-friendly platform plus inline comments from readers, as well as comments under the chapter. For a fee, you can get access to a reader directory where you can politely pitch readers who may want to beta read your book, but it honestly sounds like too much work. If you're a member of the Alliance of Independent Authors, there is a discount available which you can apply at checkout. Once again, I will use this platform and get back to you on what I liked and disliked. The reason why I'm doing this is I'm tired of seeing well-known bloggers in this self-publishing industry recommend products that I know they haven't tried for themselves. Eventually, I want to create a page of recommended products that I've personally used and recommend. On Sunday, the 19th of October, I signed up for another free promotion on Kobo for the last week in November, but I haven't heard back about this yet. In order to get more reviews for Missing, I uploaded an advanced reader copy to Story Origin and signed up for a mystery and thriller advanced reader copy newsletter swap. Or maybe it's a read and review newsletter swap. The good news is, even though I have a tiny list, my novella Missing has been accepted into the swap. Yay. But the newsletter swap starts on the 5th of November, so I'll have to keep you updated about that one. Fingers crossed it all goes well. I plan to share this swap with my newsletter and on my Facebook pages and Twitter accounts. Over the last few months, I've been thinking of ways I can diversify my income in my business so I'm not solely reliant on one stream of income. I've eventually realized that I could start offering book formatting services. To start, I'll be using Vellum, but eventually I will branch out to bespoke book formatting with a program like InDesign. But I want to start with something easier. I've used InDesign and another program called Quark, but it's been a few years. During the second week in October, I brainstormed ideas for book formatting services that I could offer. As a result, I came up with three packages that include ebook only, ebook and paperback, and a service that includes ebook, paperback, and large print paperback services. And I've created a flowchart on how the service would work, highlighting the customer contact from first inquiry to sending the final formatted files. On top of all of this, I've created a template page with all of Vellum's template options and a list of extra services that customers might need at a later date. I'll save you the sales pitch and leave a link to the Formatting Wizard Services page in the show notes in your favorite podcasting app. The service is aimed at people who don't have the time to figure out how to format a book themselves or don't want to learn how to use the many paid or free formatting options available. At the moment, I have introductory rates, but I'm looking for five authors to beta read the services for free in exchange for an honest review. If you're looking for book formatting services and you're interested in trying the Formatting Wizards services for free, then fill out the work order form at authorpreneurpodcast.com/formatting/beta or contact me using my contact page. A link to these pages will be available in the show notes in your favorite podcasting app. In October, I decided to purchase a partial read of the first 12,000 words of Duplicity because I was worried that the book was terrible and I wanted to see a reader's first impression of the story. The entire process, including hiring and receiving the feedback, took 2 days and it cost less than £10. To be honest, I think I got lucky with the service. The feedback I received was great and the reader pointed out a few issues related to the use of guns that I would never have figured out for myself. So it was money worth spending. I found the reader was quite witty and left comments on the text and provided me with a comprehensive report. And I'm considering hiring this alpha reader to read the rest of the manuscript. So that's all the tasks I completed in terms of writing, book marketing, and email marketing. During the next month, I want to start using beta readers and hopefully finish the revised draft of Duplicity, which is book 2 in the James Lalonde series. The next episode of this podcast will be another diary episode where I will continue to discuss my writing and book marketing endeavors. If you have any questions or have tips on book marketing that you would love to share with me, please come on over to the blog post at authorpreneurpodcast.com/BTS037 and share your thoughts in the comments section. Thank you for listening and happy reading and writing, everybody. Thank you for listening to Amelia's Behind the Scenes Author Diary. You can find the episode show notes, back catalogue episodes, and lots more information at authorpreneurpodcast.com/podcast. I'm your host, Amelia, and I'll see you in the next Behind the Scenes Author Diary episode.